Thank you all. Thanks for still sitting in the pews through this meeting. I just have a few words to share, theological ideas for a few minutes. But I do want to thank everyone who spoke and was part of this. Amazing people in this place. And say more about that. What I thought about to address you today, as a community, we need to break stereotypes. We need to break down stereotypes. Stereotypes of being a Christian, but also breaking all stereotypes, even those people we think about that we differ with in terms of race or class or gender, politics. That's one theological theme I think underlying and support moving forward. The story of the inmate that Liz shared this morning in her reflection, drug user, prostitute, rejected by her preacher father. Good Lord. But to hear her words, saying, I finally found the peace of God. That's what it's about. That spiritual realization, the reality of that realization, truly happening. We can learn from her. That's what binds us together as human beings, that we want to be loved, we want to know love, and we want to give love. And if that woman truly embraces that reality, God's unconditional love, we celebrate because we know deep down that that's what matters for us too. That's hope. This last week has been the annual octave, 8-day reflection on prayers for Christian unity. We recognize that even the Christian church is not one, certainly not in this country. So here's a prayer of hope and healing in terms of Christian unity. God of all comfort, resurrection defeated the violence of the cross. As your people, may we be a visible sign that the violence of the world will be overcome. This we pray in the name of our risen Lord. Amen. May we be a visible sign. May we be a visible sign. That's what the church is about. That's what St. Mark's is about. Striving to be true to God's unconditional love and break down division, break down stereotypes, see people as people. That's why we have Black Lives Matter up in front of the church since in 2014. It's not a political statement. It's not meant to offend. It's about God's love for all. But it's tied to reality. We do not embody that unconditional love, and yet we're called to do so. This is what I hope St. Mark's is about. That's what jail ministry is about, right? For God's love to be known. So thank you, Liz, going from Cambridge to Milpitas, from King's Chapel to Elmwood Jail. Thanks to people who care and give in this place, to the outreach that we heard about, people who help out at We Hope Shelter in East Palo Alto. And that's why a new banner is going up on this church that will say, may compassion lead us all to justice. May compassion lead us all to justice. Because compassion, as we know, is empty without change. Christianity is empty without action, without a sacrificial giving. Christ empties himself so he can be filled with a love that transforms and strengthens his resolve to see people as people first, as children of God. That's what this church strives to be about. And we need to share that. We need to share that love, to share that good news that we found here in each other and in our various yearnings to be changed and to be faithful, to be compassionate, and make a difference. So I am so thankful to be a part of that effort. I realize more and more that I am a priest out of need. I was not ordained because I am faith. I was ordained because I need the body of faith. I need you.
We need each other.
And to recognize the good, the yearning for love, for grace, for justice, as a celebration, a thankful celebration of that love. Quickly, in the recent issue of Time magazine, there was this beautiful face of a 5-year-old boy. Bill Gates was the editor for that edition a couple weeks ago, called The Optimists. It was refreshing in these times to see that issue. A parishioner showed it to me. And so there were articles by people he admires, Warren Buffett, Lorraine Powell Jobs, Ava DuVernay, Trevor Noah. But our former bishop, William E. Swing, the founder of URI, United Religious Initiative, a global group that brings people together from different faiths throughout the world to peace, had a critique of that issue. There was almost no mention of religion. Just a few references to God by some of the essayists. And Gates even titled his introductory letter, The Good News, ironically. Evangelism. In Bishop Swing's critique, he wrote the words, I read Time magazine once a week, but I read a sampling of emails from folks. I read a sampling of emails from folks who number over 1 million people and who live in 102 countries. I am avalanched by people from more than 300 religions, 65 indigenous communities, and over 100 spiritual and ethical expressions. All of them are making demonstrative positive changes in society. Bill Gates' friends have never heard of these folks, and Time magazine has no idea they exist, but they are real, and they are growing diverse impact. All this is to say that we're called to be catalysts. We are Christians. Let us claim it in this world, here and now. Let us surrender to God and work hard for each other, especially those who are hurting. And we need to share St. Mark's. That's the message I want to give when we are diminishing in terms of our membership. Let us be thankful for God's unconditional love and be inspired. Let's break down stereotypes, including the one about Episcopalians being timid about evangelism. We need to love and be bold about it. And in that regard, I want to quickly close by being bold and direct about my love and gratitude for this community, for you, and for those among us. For Lindy, we know how blessed we are with Lindy's presence. For all the other preachers and teachers and their witness, Rebecca Lyman, Beth Kawasaki, Jenna Nardella, Lily Dodge, Liz Milner, for Debbie Thomas, for her writing and preaching and shepherding of children and families. As you know, it takes a village. St. Mark's is a tiny village of hope and desire. Thanks to the commission chairs, the members of those commissions, youth ministers and administrators, Lily and Mary Esther, Alex and Parker who volunteer their time, the chapel teachers, the greeters, worship support people, on and on. Our administrators, Katie, Susie, Leanne. This is a nonprofit business with lots of moving parts. The vestry, outgoing and incoming, especially Brent Welch and your devotion, John Luke and Peter Kidder, we are blessed, truly exceptional people that I'm with weekly. A great, great blessing. And so to close, to dishwashers, to singers, buildings and grounds helpers, to small group leaders, thank you. May God bless this little village of St. Mark's, and may we be faithful and bold. Amen.